Russia. What you find? Vampires. If you go to Dapo, what you find?
Hey everybody, welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Robin, your host, and I hope you're enjoying your long weekend. I know I did, and now it's raining, so I'm kind of sad about that, but it's okay. It is Monday after all. I hope you guys aren't too busy with your midterms and schoolwork, as it is coming into almost exactly the middle of the term, and it really has flown by. But anyway, if you have Thanksgiving dinner tonight, thanks for tuning in so you can baste your turkey while listening to some old theremin playing and maybe mashed potatoes to some John Cage today. Or if you don't have a Thanksgiving dinner because you did it yesterday or you just don't do those kinds of things, grab some hot chocolate and some awesome wool socks. Put them on, sit down, and listen to some awesome tunes, like what we just heard, which was from The Feature today, and it is Grief Processor, the album called Stupider Than Jupiter. And this was sort of an elusive artist from Kamloops, and I had a hard time finding information on him, but I can tell you that... Oh, here it says on the back of the CD, they're tortured, pathetic guitar solos recorded live in the Trash Compactor, July 22nd of this year by Sean Lusiu. And let's see. Yeah, it is from Kamloops. Awesome. So the first track was that. That was the first track. It was called What the Hell Just Happened? So that's what just happened. And I'm going to be playing next a couple tracks from Mac Richter's new album, 24 Postcards in Full Color. And he's a UK artist on Fat Cat Records. And his classical and sort of ambient music stems from influences like Philip Glass, Henry Purcell, Arvo Pärt, and even Silver Mount Zion, to get out of the classical sphere there. And he's also composed music for films such as Waltz with Bashir and Hope. So I'm going to be playing two tracks because they're actually quite short. The fifth track is called When the Northern Lights. And then after that, I'm going to be playing Circles from the Rue Simon. So here we go, Max Richter. Welcome back to the show. What you just heard was another track from our feature album today, which is Grief Processor, and this one was called Cupid is Stupider Than Jupiter. The album is Stupider Than Jupiter. Up next, I'm going to be playing something from the new Mogwai album, and this one's called The Hawk is Howling. And if you don't know, they're from the UK, and their newest album is all instrumental. Glasgow, as I read a blurb I found on them, remains the band's hunting ground, providing a source of continuing inspiration. The sounds of urban fracture, of desperate nights, fights, and high-rise love affairs. And who's in the band? Well, Stuart Braithwaite, Dominic Acheson, Martin Bullock, Burry Barnes, John Cummings. And I'm going to be playing the first track off their new CD. It's called I'm Jim Morrison. I'm dead.
Thank you. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, your host. So actually what you heard after Mogwai was another track from our feature album, which is Grief Processor. And I think most of those tracks are a minute or less, so they're going to be really short. But I kind of think that a lot of the track names are even just as interesting as the songs are themselves. Like what we just heard was... hold on, a little brain malfunction here. What we just heard was Jerry Patrick's third leg is not his brain, damn it. And I mean, well, I guess you'll see if you keep listening to the show what the other titles are. Anyway, let's move on. I'm going to be playing a little bit of early electronic music next. I've been getting into reading about early electronic music lately, so here's some reflection of that. This is a piece done on theremin, played by the famous virtuoso Clara Rockmore, who was a Lithuanian, born in like 1911. Just to give you some background info, a fun fact here, the theremin was invented by a Russian named Leon Theremin around 1920 in Russia. And then he ended up moving to the States, and the instrument picked up in popularity. People wanted to play it in movies. People wanted to play it seriously, as Clara Rockmore did. I mean, not saying that movie music isn't serious, sorry. So, interesting fact, theremin, the guy who invented the instrument, disappeared for 30 years at one point, and it turned out, eventually, that he was a Russian spy. So... that's kind of tricky. Anyway, I'm going to be playing the song Valse Sentimentale by, performed by Clara Rockmore. And I believe it's a piece written for another instrument that was, and it was appropriated for this instrument, the theremin. So here we go.
Oh.
Hey, this is Robin. Welcome back to the show, The Rib, on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just heard another track from Grief Processor's album Stupider Than Jupiter. And this one was called Return to the Trash Compactor, Miss a Turn. So there's a bunch of concerts coming up in Vancouver in terms of new music and other interesting things to see. Let's see what we have. The 18th of October, Laurie Anderson is going to be in town. I think tickets are around like $60. And also, the Vancouver New Music Festival is October 25th, or sorry, 22nd to the 25th. And if you want more information on both of those concerts, you can go to www.newmusic.org. Also, the Western Front has an interesting thing coming up on November 9th. At 12 noon, and it's a circuit bending workshop, and surprisingly, it's free. So it's November 9th at the Western Front on Main, and then let's see what's happening at 1067. Okay, next concert is the 17th of October. Eldritch Priest from Ottawa with The Real, featuring The Unreal. And on the 24th of October, Tony Wilson's having a solo concert at 1067 off Granville there. Awesome. Okay, so let's see. We did a little bit of early electronic there with the theremin, which I love it. It sounds like in between a violin and a voice. It's super expressive of an instrument. Let's continue along that early electronic stream and go to something by John Cage. This one is called Imaginary Landscape Number 1, and it is performed by Quarter Helios. Now, this piece is one of the first electronic music compositions to come out of North America. Before that, there was a lot of work going on in... there was a studio in Germany, I believe, and a studio in France. And I think there was also one in Milan in Italy. And those three electronic music studios were, I mean, it was just the beginning. So they're collecting all their gear. It's really expensive. And they're institutionalized. And they all have, you know, very strict aesthetic goals. Okay, so you come over to North America. And things aren't so much institutional. People are having to find money themselves to build electronic studios. So it's more of a communal vibe, I think. So John Cage is working with this. And this piece, Imaginary Landscape, which is number one out of, I think there are five, is hugely influential. It was composed in 1939, and it combined recorded test noises played on two variable speed turntables, also percussion and noise. And this recording is on the Naxos Online. So let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to The Rib. What we just heard was Seductress Avalanches Resume Crushing My Skulls, the song by Grief Processor. Before that, some John Cage with the Imaginary Landscape number one. And next, I'm going to be playing something from Deerhoof's new CD, Offend Maggie. And their label is Kill Rock Stars. And I actually had a chance to see them this summer in New York at a $3 concert. I mean, come on, it was great. Out in a park in Brooklyn. Let's see, so if you don't know, so here, the drummer, Greg Saunier, Satomi Matsuzaki on bass and vocals, John Dietrich and Edward Rodriguez on guitar. I'm pretty much the worst person to pronounce names ever. So if I ever became a substitute teacher, all the kids would automatically despise me. But anyway, oh, also, on Deerhoof's MySpace page, there are versions of covers of their song Freshborn, which I think is a cute idea. I guess people got the music for it and just submitted their own versions of it. That's kind of cool. So I'm going to be playing the third track from their new CD, and it's called Buck and Judy.
Thank you. popular. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Okay, welcome back to CITR. This is The Rib. Let's see, we've got about just over 10 minutes left in the show. What's coming up after? Well, I'll tell you. We've got news at 5 o'clock, and then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track with Philip D., followed by Some Sound with Henry S. at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:30, Radio Free Gack with Gary Kay, the Jazz Show at 9 o'clock with Gavin Walker, and Vengeance Is Mine with Trevor Fielding at midnight. So, that last track we heard was another one from our feature, and it was called Social Skills Are So, Like, Whatever. Yeah, I guess. Okay, we're going to be starting out with some Thrill Jockey stuff, or I guess ending the show with some Thrill Jockey stuff. What I'm going to be playing is from their group called High Places. Thrill Jockey's the label, by the way, sorry. Band called High Places. It's their self-titled album. And they are a duo from Brooklyn. Mary Pearson and Robert Barber. Ah, easy names to pronounce. All right. And I'm going to be playing the third track off their CD, which is called... If actually I can put it in the CD player, would be a good idea as well. We would like to hear more Deer Hoof as well, but I mean, let's move on. So this is their third track. It's called Banana Slugs / Cosmonaut.
I looked up, saw a cloud floating by without a sound. Banana slugs do their yin-yang thing, a hermaphroditic little fling. I looked up, saw a cloud floating by without a sound. I looked up, saw a cloud floating by without a sound.
And welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. We are finished our show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. And I'll be here next week, same time.